5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, happy Tuesday. I'm going to make it one of the best days of the week for you because I have a treat, a surprise, a real situation, if you will, and it's happening right here on reality TV. Now, as you know, my love for reality TV runneth deep, and of course, yours does too, so get ready. Cabs are here, GTL, Sunday dinner. Mike, the Situation Sorrentino, and his wife, Lawrence, have a brand new podcast premiering today, and they are not holding back, and they did not hold back from handing me, little tiny Jody, here on reality TV, an exclusive clip from their new podcast, Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. On their Audio Boom original podcast that's available right now with new episodes premiering every Tuesday, Mike gets candid with how he handled being on the Jersey Shore and Jersey Shore Family Vacation. They're loosening up, inviting you into what it takes to stay close as a couple, stay sober, accept support, and rebuilding your life no matter what you're battling, reality TV, addiction, you name it. And of course, you're getting all of this with classic Mike humor, which made us all fall in love with him in the first place. In the clip you're about to hear, you're going to hear Mike and Lawrence discuss Mike's journey to recovery from addiction, the difficulty of going back to work, and his return to the Jersey Shore family vacation. Sit back, enjoy the show, and while you're listening, be sure to search for and subscribe to Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. And now, the moment I have waited for since 2009, Here's the Sitch.
Everyone knows that I love quotes, and you know, your current situation is not your final destination, honey.
But even with Mike, just went into like an amazing monologue for you guys about how he got to where he is today, which did take him a few years. But I don't want you to be overwhelmed. If you're listening to this and you're struggling financially, you're struggling in a bad relationship, or you're struggling in your addiction, I don't want you to be like, holy shit, I have to fix myself, not just to get sober. I have to fix myself here, physically, spiritually. You know, don't take all of that on. He's just covering the basis of how much self-work you can put in to become such an amazing, better person. Take it one day at a time. Do little steps at a time. When Mike first got sober, 100%. When Mike first got sober, all he did was go to the gym and go to a meeting.
Yep, go to a gym and go to a meeting in the beginning. Yeah, just to sort of get my footing.
And honestly, that's literally all he did.
You know what? It really is small steps in life for anything. And I think that we did such a great job with recovery. And that sort of set the tone when we sort of had to face the music and I had to go to prison. Because we sort of, you know, we sort of learned how we handled recovery, you know. And we did so well with that, with patience and sort of working one day at a time to sort of reach our goals and things like that. Eventually, when I had to go to prison, we used those same principles to sort of survive in that particular situation as well.
Yeah, and let's really give it to you here because I want you to know it was not easy in the beginning. Recovery is never easy for anyone, the addict, the family member, the relationship. It's really hard and you're kind of on eggshells because you're hoping that it works out this time and it sticks and you're just trying to get through time and get time under your belt. And when I say Mike went to meetings in the gym and that was it, that wasn't like the luxurious of his free time. That was him being unemployed. Like,
yeah,
he came out of rehab. He had no job.
And no place to live.
Yeah. So, you know, we struggled for a long time while he got back on his feet and then slowly got, you know, even the confidence back where he felt like he could go back to work and go work on TV.
I remember the first job that I got.
He didn't want to take.
I didn't want to take it, right?
The first offer he got. I'm like, how could you turn this down?
It was a Food Network deal, right?
Yeah.
And it was Worst Cooks. And they wanted me to be a worst cook. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm not a worst cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, I cooked all of the seasons of Jersey Shore. I didn't think I was a worst cook. And they explained to me that it wasn't necessarily really about the title Worst Cooks. At the end of the day, I'm not a chef and I don't cook like a chef. I don't claim to be a chef. And that technically you are the worst chef.
Yeah. Well, it was Celebrity Worst Cook. So it was getting a few celebrities together and seeing who was the worst cook of the bunch, really.
The worst cook. That is another show and that is not on the Food Network channel. Okay. And that's what we're all about is having fun, but that we'll talk about that next time. But yeah, you know, I had a lot of competition when I did that particular show. I didn't think that there was going to be anybody really on that show of Worst Cooks, and it turned out I ended up getting like third.
You did get third. Was it second or third?
I think I got third, to be honest.
Yeah, I forgot which dish put you out. Mm-hmm. We might have to rerun that. If you guys are listening, please go watch Worst Cooks.
Yeah.
Season 3, I think it was.
I'll be honest with you.
Of Celeb Worst Cooks.
If you're not first, you're last. So I don't really remember which season it was. But remember, I didn't want to do the season. I didn't think because I didn't have, you know, my body back at that particular time period, you know, I didn't have my confidence to go in front of the TV screen again. And little by little, over years, that confidence returned. But it only returned when I continued to sort of do the right thing. Am I right?
Yeah. It returned when you were able to be like your authentic self in front of people. Because I think for a long time, once you got deep in substances and on TV, you were, you know, when you're on any substance, you're masking your true feeling. You don't even know where you are half the time. So there's no way to be authentic under the influence.
No. A lot of those seasons when I was under the influence, I definitely was living my worst life. But now, you know, in hindsight, you know, I feel like I'm living my best life. You know, I'm being my best self. And even going back to the most recent episodes of Jersey Shore Family Vacation, I was also nervous to do those as well.
Yes, because the reboot. When they signed the reboot, you were very nervous. You were immediately on board. You never were going to think about not doing it.
But I was nervous because I was going to be around that environment again. And I had about 2 years clean and sober. A very good foundation. But I was like, how am I going to do this show again with a bunch of savages? You know, that drink and go to a club. Where do I fit in? Can I still be the funny guy? Like, you know, like, and plus I had a girlfriend at the time. I couldn't go to clubs anymore and sort of be, you know, that guy. So I sort of had to, you know, reinvent myself. And I'll be honest with you, I challenged myself in my recovery. And I became this, you know, the best version of myself. Now when I go to a club, you know, I'm sort of vibing out, you know, on a vibe, you know, people have to drink alcohol.
And a frequency, higher frequency.
Yeah. People have to drink or they have to take a substance to sort of be on my level. I believe that. So,
yeah. Well, I have to say that you impressed me very much when the reboot happened.
Yes.
And you really stepped up to the plate of proving yourself, I think, to yourself first and foremost, that you could go back into that environment and go where, you know, you really went wild and your addiction did not start there, but where you really, you know, went crazy with the substance abuse and down a dark path with that. So the fact that you went into the lion's den.
Faced my fears.
And exactly, faced your fears and also your dream at the same time. Jersey Shore was one of your biggest accomplishments. Yeah. You always had such a great relationship with your cast members who are like your family now. Yeah. And it was really important to you to be able to do that and withhold your reputation you built, you know, for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
The really cool thing that I love about Jersey Shore Family Vacation and the reboot is that while Mike was putting in all this work, getting sober and clean, the world didn't get a chance to see that and see the person that he is at his core and the person who he fought for to be today. And then when the reboot happened, it gave Mike the opportunity to share himself with the world. And he really, you know, took the ball and ran with it. And I couldn't be prouder for you.
Oh my God, honey.
Or prouder of you.
I love you, honey.
And I love you too. And you really did. You really made your family proud, especially me and Mosey.
Oh my goodness, Mosey, that man. Mosey is our golden retriever. He is the sweetest man on earth, really quickly. But also, I want to point out to the listener that I wouldn't suggest you trying to go to a club if you are newly sober, okay? I went when I was, you know, over two years clean and sober, very strong foundation. And I was really forced to sort of challenge myself. So I wouldn't rush back into a scene that, you know, kind of destroyed you.
Or distractions.
Yes, those are distractions. But I like I said, I don't, I wouldn't shun it, I guess. I wouldn't say no to it. I would say continue.
It's not impossible.
Exactly.
That's the thing. It's not impossible. It's mind over matter.
Exactly. You've been listening to an exclusive clip of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Be sure to subscribe and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. We got a situation.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.